Previously on Dungeons and Doritos, some weird thing happened where I jumped in and said, oh wait, before you find out what's happening next with your band of heroes that you know and love from all the previous episodes, go look at these other folks and know what the whole story will be. So we're still doing that. Thanks, Nelda. Okay, so previously we met Krath, the Goliath, Rillatrix, the half elf, Izzy, the gnome, and they went to a town that we went to some time ago when we hopped worlds via mirror dimension, and some things got set on fire, and we may or may not have been blamed for that, as usual. And so now they've been given a mission by the Man in Black.
That's right. I really jumped the gun there, didn't I? Left, and there's so much to be said.
Well, you didn't do a good job, so I'm just gonna.
I don't know. It's mine. The Man in Black. Woo! He swept in and gave them a mission to hunt down our heroes, and so they went off to find some other schmuck.
Okay, so that's what's up. You should probably listen to episode 22 if you haven't yet. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Roll.
Hey, I'm Rosita.
Hi, I'm Ruby Darling.
Hey, it's Aaron.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And Kyle just might be that other schmuck, so we'll find out.
Strong chances of that.
And so this means we've got, we have the members formerly known as Krondor Crew in the house.
What's up? Harmony still.
We yeah.
Got it.
Ninja
Boss.
Rap.
Boss.
Ninja, mad ninja skills.
Tons.
All right, guys, what Doritos are we eating tonight?
Well, we have another crazy Japanese flavor here. It's steak flavor with crazy mixed up salt. There's a K in the crazy, by the way.
Take a look at the crazy woman on the back.
It's not crazy until it's...
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's that's a lot of salt she's got there.
As always, we'll have this bag, this Japanese bag, scanned so you can evaluate it yourself, maybe even translate it. What I know about it is it's a steak-flavored Dorito that's in stick shape instead of Dorito shape.
Yes.
And
like
and
that.
Crazy mixed up salt is a brand of meat seasoning, which they've, like, this is a sponsored Dorito thing.
So
I think we need to pass it around so that everyone can smell what it smells like first.
I don't want to smell it before I put it in my mouth. Yeah, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
Here.
Get away.
You gotta do what you want.
Get away.
Okay. Once everyone...
Smells like.
You guys are all doing this with us. Everybody grab one. Grab it.
I haven't tried it yet.
Grab one.
Yeah, everyone grab one.
Oh, God.
Take a whiff.
It smells awful. Why are we.
Can I say?
Personally, go ahead.
Beef ramen.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was thinking bouillon cube.
Yeah.
Same. It smells same like, exactly. But it's same the same exactly. idea.
So basically, I'm just thinking of my college years and shame when I had these. Okay.
Yes. Yep. And being poor.
But it may taste poor. Like the succulent steak that is on this package. It could.
Are we all ready to try this?
Yeah.
Three,
yeah.
two, one.
It does taste like ramen.
It tastes like ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I'm eating ramen.
Ramen the
give it a second. Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah, you gotta give it a second.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely preferable to beef ramen. But
what
it's
if
very
you ate
close.
Ramen and then just were like,
it
you
makes
know what?
Me
I,
remember
don't feel,
I
don't feel bad enough yet.
College.
Open these up, put some of them in your mouth, and you'll be ready to just be ashamed.
I think I will try another one of these.
Yeah.
I grabbed three.
It warrants another one. It's not bad. It's just.
Does it say crazy
ramen
mixed up
I
salt?
I like it.
Yeah, this has a good amount of crazy mixed up on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Yeah, you can see all the crazy.
Do you like putting
seasoning.
Crazy mixed up things in your mouth?
I might.
All right.
No, why don't you tell apparently us about you like the intense
crazy.
Pickle?
Shut up.
Here's
I might still be eating
crazy
intense
mixed
pickle,
up salt.
But now I'm going to try the pizza supreme.
Those were a little disappointing, but they're good. But
they taste kind of like sausages.
Huh. The pizza?
Okay.
Yeah,
pizza. I don't like it.
I might have to give this a shot here.
And Kyle and I brought over.
It tastes like bagel bites that have been left out for a week.
Some of these Doritos Los Tacos from
Doritos,
Taco Bell.
Dude, they're locos, man.
Even,
you're locos.
I can't even try one of those anymore because the first one
don't
and
worry.
The only one I ever had
I'll have
was
the one
soggy.
And back to intense pickle.
Pizza Supreme came out the same time as the Taco Dorito. Pizza Supreme left stores quite a while ago. We still got a couple bags left. And Taco, I haven't seen it around. I'm worried the taco's gone. And that would be, I think, a huge mistake.
You all
if
must write
gone,
letters.
There'd be nothing to talk
keep
about.
Keep the taco.
Oh.
I can't
thanks
continue to GM this show if there's not going to be tacos.
Oh, man. Guys, start a campaign right quick.
So, seriously. Aaron and Kyle are sitting here with giant Doritos. Boxes of Taco Bell, and now I really want tacos.
Delicious.
I want tacos real bad.
You want to bite of my taco?
I totally want a bite of your taco.
Yes. Chomp on his taco over here.
Dorito taco.
Going from intense pickle to
Aaron's taco.
We've also got
a gateway pickle.
We've also got a little bit more battle black pepper jack on the table. And that's the Doritos for the show. If we add any more, we'll let you know.
Would you like some taco?
Nice.
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
But I think we're about to head off into adventure.
Yeah.
After this taco.
Adventure?
It is now sunset. The new party of heroes, Relatrix.
I'm not singing the song again.
And Izzy the gnome.
Well, then pick another song.
And Krath the Goliath.
I actually really liked that song.
They've walked most of the day without rest, well, without slumber, and now they happen upon a clearing where an encampment has been. set up!
So it's sunset when two knights pull up rein. One of them gets off the horse, the other one kind of leads it just a few feet more. A half-orc is chained and tied to the horse that's just moved a few more feet. He finally gets a moment's rest, being dragged unendingly for 2.5 days. Three other men are on horses as well, footmen and servants to the knights. They've already started to move the horses in a big circle around the half-orc and started to gather supplies, start a fire, and start to pitch the tents for the knights. One of the knights walks up to the half-orc, takes the chains off the saddle, and drags him into the dead center clearing of what looks like to be shaping up the camp. The other one doesn't get off his horse just yet. He circles around, looks at him, checks the gag on the half-orc's mouth, pulls out a dagger, and smacks him across the side of the head so that the half-orc collapses down onto his knees. The other knife laughs at this, gathers a few sticks that looks like they've been carrying with them. They're large oak sticks, but they are able to fit the chains around the sticks, and they beat it down into the ground like a stake. The half-orc, still on his knees, now can't lift himself up. He's been weak, tired. He hasn't had food or drink for the 2.5 days since he was captured. Struggles, but can't seem to stand up. Finally, the knight that's on horseback rides off a bit, dismounts the horse, ties it up, hobbles it, and gets ready to make camp. Both of them now just shouting at the footmen. They're not polite to these men. The half-orc's just sitting there, looking, waiting.
Warrior, bring me a skin of wine. I thirst.
I thought you checked the gag. Well, that was before I hit him. It must have come loose.
Let me die with wine in my belly.
Go give him a drink.
One of the knights, the other knight, walks over, undoes the rope on his belt, lowers his pants, and takes a nice long piss right at the half-orc.
Oh, you coward. If you only knew how good that felt right now. Marching behind your stinking horses for days on end without a drink. Come here a little closer, and I'll make you a little smaller. Ah!
I think you've missed your chance to gag them. They look around. The camp seems quiet. It seems nice. They retire to their tents while the footmen stand watch. No food, no more water, except for the piss that he offered.
I'm so pissed right now.
But he's not alone. He has friends. Up around the to the west of the clearing, there's some small hills. And standing on those small hills are three travelers that we met before. Watching.
Krath, are you sure this is the guy we need? He just thanked that guy for pissing on him.
I'm certain of it.
Why exactly do we need him? And are you sure about this?
Because for once I agree with the gnome, and that worries me.
This half-orc I've followed into battle, and he has followed me into battle many a times. If we're to take on any form of evil, this half-orc, he is the man for the job.
How drunk were you when these battles were occurring?
Sometimes I was very drunk. Sometimes I was very sober.
Hmm. All right, well...
And you're really sure about this?
I'm really sure about this.
Okay.
So, how do we take care of some asshole knights and a couple of foot guys?
There are the three over there, and then the two in the tents. That's not so bad.
It's what it appears to be.
They're not gnolls.
This is true. They're not gnolls.
No, but they are two knights. Much better trained fighters.
Okay, so that's two knights for you, three footmen for me, and the gnome can sing and make everything go smoothly.
I could probably try to get them to sing with me.
Sure, why don't you go on down there and get them to sing with you?
What tone again? Always that tone.
I don't know what tone you're talking about.
What if somebody were to unlock him?
While someone was distracting them?
I think so.
While someone had our back?
I believe this plan might work.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Just crazy enough.
All right, so Izzy gets ready to head on into the camp and starts up on her flute a little far enough away so that there's a little bit of cover for Rillatrix. Starts in on her flute and then starts singing once she gets the attention of the footmen.
Now, Krath will be staying further back from Izzy, far enough that he can't be seen.
Okay.
But being able to still, if there's any type of brush or type of hills or trench or anything like that, that he can just kind of stay behind, but still be able to jump out and assist Izzy at any point. I have a feeling that Rillatrix can handle herself in a fight if need be. But if she gets the half-orc freed, then she may not have to worry too much.
Mostly just in case.
Mostly just in case.
I'm very sneaky. Very, very sneaky.
Oh, before we get down there, while Rillatrix is going around around the camp, I just want to tell Izzy something here.
Uh-huh.
The funniest part is putting Rillatrix with him.
This is going to be fun.
Meanwhile, down at the camp.
Footman, let me see that sword of yours.
You don't want to see my sword.
Oh, but I do.
And I'll make you swallow it.
Unsheath it. I want to see it.
Two of them look at each other. Okay. And one of them starts to undo the rope in his pants, too.
Are you men so lonely that you would show your manhood to me? You need a woman.
Hey, wait, quiet. You hear that? Is someone playing a flute?
You're playing a flute. I saw you twice a day playing your flute on the way here.
One of the knights
is very confused now.
One of the knights comes out of the tent growling, "What's going on?
Your friend here is trying to rape me."
He looks at you and he looks at the footman. He looks at you again, looks at the footman.
Ew. Really? True as the stars above.
Sir, there's a flute playing out.
Look, his
there.
Belt is around his ankles.
And he runs up and he just kicks you in the face.
Spit a tooth out. Spit
and he
out.
Slips.
Yes.
Falls flat on his ass.
Is there any way that I can hurt him or injure him? Is he close enough for me to just...
You move close to him, but the chains are too tight and...
Yeah. I'm gonna kick dirt at him or something. So, and growl and snap at him, yeah.
He gets up and he backs up frantically.
Ah! Coward!
The knight looks at him. Stop playing around. Find out what's going on with that music. Two of the footmen draw their swords and they head out towards the sound of the music.
You've got to be kidding me.
The knight goes back into the tent, grumbling and growling. And when you find it, kill it! Or bring it back to camp if it's fair. Or kill it and then bring it back to camp. You decide.
Oh, my stomach. I'm hungry.
I continue.
How long are you hidden?
Hidden? I'm not trying to hide.
Oh. Is so you're just sitting there playing your flute?
Yeah.
They both walk up with their swords. They look at you kind of confused. And it's a gnome.
Or I could sing if you prefer.
It's a girl gnome.
Would you like to hear a song?
With her mouth around a flute. Which,
any song you like.
Stand up.
I am standing.
Stand up taller. Be taller.
I'm trying.
We have a camp over here. You'll come with us.
Okay. But I could just... Do you want me to play there? Do you know
what
song?
I'm sorry. Say that question again.
Do you want me to play the flute or I can sing it at camp? I could do that.
Yeah, we may have you do both.
Okay. Sure.
Sneak, sneak, sneak. Okay, sneakity, stealth. Sneakity, sneak.
And she's still playing her flute on the walkover.
5 + 5 = 10.
Okay, you sneak up towards the camp, past them while they're talking.
Oh, tell me she didn't just volunteer to... Oh, okay. Okay.
One of the footmen
keep
is still
going.
Watching very closely to the orc, or half-orc that's chained to the ground. He doesn't see you approach.
Is there anywhere to hide or get up stealthily to the half-orc without the other guy seeing me?
You're far enough away from them, from the two that are with Izzy. At this point, it might not be as much of a concern. The knights being in their tent aren't going to hear or see anything, especially over top of the half-orc just doing his thing and growling and snarling and pulling at the chain and, you know, bouncing around muddy piss mud stuff. And...
Didn't really have to pee.
Can I get up behind the third footman and slice his throat?
You can try.
Silently. We hope. Please don't hate me, Dice. Oh! One!
What?
The dice are trying to kill me.
You're not allowed to use my dice anymore.
As you're creeping up behind this man, the half-orc looks up and he sees behind the footman that's guarding him a beautiful woman in red.
My eyes! They behold such a beauty.
Matt!
The footman looks behind him like, what the hell is he seeing? And he sees...
Do you see it too?
He sees a half-elf, not a woman, and not entirely beautiful and in red.
Oh, time to stab him.
Okay, roll attack. He still had the element of surprise, but he can't defend himself now.
Three!
So you attack and swing, yeah. And he gets his shield up, and he's like, whoa! And he backs up. Wonder attack! She's not really a woman in red. She's, well, describe yourself.
Okay.
She's a half elf with black hair and green eyes and
you had me at half elf
and there we go.
What? It isn't the red lady. It is you, Relatrix. Free me. Get me out of these
working
chains.
Working on it. Thanks.
What? Dancing with him.
I'm going to stab you in the kidneys in your sleep.
He swings. You going to dodge, parry?
Yeah, nice. 14.
Beautiful dodge.
He swings wide, and you actually just take two steps back.
Run over to Dean the Mighty and get him unchained as quickly as possible.
Quick, it's just right there. You just pull the stake out. That's all you do. It's not even a lock.
You guys hear from the camp, we're under attack. And two knights, they look at you, and then one of them draws their sword and goes to swing at you.
I step out. I've been waiting for this.
Okay.
I'm nice. Waiting for the attack.
Yeah. I was going to say, Izzy tries to play innocent. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll step out, and can I swing at him?
Oh, yeah.
Element of surprise. I swing my battle axe. At this soldier guy with his spear or sword or whatever nondescript crap he's carrying.
Yeah, something a footman would have.
11.
Nice.
11 to swing down hard upon him. I smite thee with my axe. 17 damage.
I'm just gonna, from that reaction, assume he just got one-shotted, right?
Was he cleaved in twain?
I think it's
in
cleft.
Twain.
Cleft in twain.
Cleft in twain.
Oh, yeah. Get real archaic with your verbs.
You bury your axe. The entire blade is just embedded in his spine. The body goes down and takes the axe with it for most of the way until it just kind of falls off the end of the blade for the last couple inches before it hits the ground. Right in front of you.
Izzy wipes the blood off her face.
You're like Gallagher front row with that.
Izzy, we must hurry.
Yes, okay.
So you move closer to the half-orc and you're trying to free. The way the stick is, it's basically tapered and it was shoved through the link of chain into the ground, and he's got big manacles on his hands, which are both have big, huge locks on them, heavily weighing him down. You got two choices, deal with the stick or deal with the manacles?
I'm going to deal with the manacles because, you know, dexterity versus strength here as a rogue. Just gonna throw down with some lockpick action.
What are you doing? Just break the stick! What? Let go of my arm!
The footman swings at you again. He's close enough to you now, by the way.
Awesome. So that's gonna be 5 plus 6 is 11.
Nice. So you duck underneath the swing of the sword. The thing is, you got a choice. You can get involved in the fight, but that would mean basically pulling away from her while she's trying to free you.
Yeah.
Or you can just...
Dean would just go for the dude. He'd try to grab him with his legs or something.
Okay.
Stand still!
Okay.
Not tactically smart, but that's what he'd do. He'd be like, I hate these footmen. They've been dragging me for 2 days. I'm going to try to hurt them as... however I can.
Okay.
My action, I guess, would be some improvised attack to try and grab him with my feet and leg lock his legs.
Wow.
9, 9, and 6. 15.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, okay. So you are in my death lock.
Yeah, you've got alligator. Your legs wrapped completely around his neck, and you're just holding him there.
Uncle!
When you grab him, he falls. He actually drops his sword on the ground. He grabs at the legs to try and pull him off without thinking that he's got a sword. It would be so much easier to just stab, but, you know, he's all of a sudden he's in a panic now because he's been trying to avoid getting too close to the half-orc. He got greedy trying to hit Rillatrix, and now he's...
Rillatrix, cut his throat!
You can't see his throat. Big, giant half-orc legs.
Rillatrix
just calmly goes back to picking the lock attached to his arm since he's using his legs to pin the guy.
Roll strength. Okay. Well, he lives.
Verde.
I rolled a 9. He lives.
Say, uncle!
You hear footsteps coming up and a guy shouting at you as he's coming at. Get your hands off him! What are you trying to...
Picking the lock.
Picking the lock.
Okay, so 12 plus 4, 16.
Fail.
No!
Stop squirming around!
I'm trying to pin him so you can kill him!
That's the exact problem, is that he's squirming around. Because the lock itself is 16, but him moving around is causing all kinds of issues.
Sorry, I'm dumb.
Lights come out of the tent. What's going on here?
I can't get to his neck! His neck is covered in your legs!
I'm gonna
stab him in the kidneys!
He's gonna die soon anyway. Just
roll strength again.
Crap. 3, comes just up a 3. And just sees like the horror show that's ensuing.
What is happening?
Krath shouldn't be too surprised.
What's your speed?
30.
Okay. You actually catch up to the footman just as he's getting like just as he's coming to a stop at the orgy that is.
Yeah!
It ain't an orgy yet.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He turns because he hears you coming and he pulls up his shield and his sword, but you also see the knights coming out of the tent. What are you doing?
I was following after Krath, getting ready to sing.
Yeah, you'll be there in a little while.
Yeah. I'm tinier. He didn't bring me.
Okay, so.
Sorry, you have tiny legs. I have to get there fast.
He swings his sword at you. Way wide. Doesn't even give you a chance to even catch up to him. He just sees you and just swings.
This footman has depth perception problems, and he swings his sword at 5 feet in front of your face.
He's extremely off balance, and now's the time to hit him.
Now is the time for Krath.
He is. You see this? I mean, this is just a big red blinking target of killing.
It's like a game of Contra.
Get that axe a little more red.
All right, Krath raises his battle axe as he is running into battle. Do I get that bonus again for running and attacking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. But you're only going to get it for your action movement, right? Because it's your full action plus your regular action.
That's fine.
This whatever hurts you. You're going to do it at the wrong time at some point.
It's going to hurt. It's really going to hurt Krath.
Because all that damage bonus you get, if somebody's prepared for a charge, that would apply to them hitting you.
Nah.
Okay. Well, I didn't roll a 1. I rolled a 2.
Okay. Well, he rolled a 7. Mine plus 4, which is 11 minus 3 because he's off balance from whiffing, is an 8. So, yeah, you hit him.
I hit him. Mm-hmm. And I shall hit him hard. 23. Krath, I swing my axe mightily at him. Tell me how I dismember him, or decapitate him, or any other way of just...
Actually, he explodes into puppies. He was a magic man.
Easy squeals with delight at the puppies.
In a sadomasochistic glee.
So how's your axe going in here? Is it sideways, top to bottom?
Well, if I'm running and he swung,
yeah,
Krath is just full bore running and it's just...
Dude, golf swing. Come on. You're running? Golf swing, dude.
I like that.
That's perfect.
Golf swing.
Yeah.
So low your axe high. Comes up, hits him in the chest, keeps coming up, and he draws a straight line from the middle of his chest up, knocks his head back... What's the chin?
Oh!
Yeah!
And
yeah.
Then hits the ground.
That's for talking about that smack. Now you get smacked.
That's it.
The two knights emerge from the tent, seeing what just happened. Oh, roll straight.
Buddy. What they saw was Krath protecting his nose.
Oh, 10. Rolling a 10 on strength right now, guys. That's as jacked as I can be, yeah.
Roll the D10 again.
I rolled a 1, but it was next to another 1. It's an 11. Yay!
Double 10s, yo.
Roll what? Again.
On strength.
What?
Please make this guy's head pop
double
off.
Double 10s?
7.
Oh my
so
god.
You pull out your dagger and you go to stab him, but his body lurches up in a sickening loud series of cracks. They start quiet and it's just like a machine gun fire. And they get really loud. Like the last one's just a loud pop, like that loud. And his body just goes.
Wait, to clarify, is this the guy who peed on me?
No, that's one of the knights.
Alright, cool. I'm saving something for that. Alright, but with this, I'm just.
So you look at your dagger and kind of get back to working on the locks, I guess.
Okay, he's
this
dead.
This is why I just keep working on the locks.
He's dead. I won't move anymore. Thank you, by the way. Hi, Relatrix. It's good to see you again.
Yep. Glad to...
Sorry, I just had to kill that guy.
Nope,
you don't
totally
know.
Fine. Don't worry about it.
Hey, thank you. When we're done, I'll get you a drink.
I'm bathing in the glory of splitting the guy up.
And by that's glory, he means blood.
That's a 20 on my lockpicking.
This time you hear a click. One of the manacles is free.
Dean, time to kill some knights.
That's one manacle.
Oh, that's right.
Alright,
Dean,
yeah.
Being dumb, would lurch towards the sword.
Okay. Not done yet! Dean! Stop it!
You can actually reach the sword.
Okay.
This
Sarge is getting armed! No, I haven't had a sword in my hand.
Give me your hand.
Izzy finally makes it to the battlefield.
I'm gonna swing at the chain.
Put her hands on her knees.
Rule, I'm gonna swing at the chain.
I'm just saying.
At this point.
Okay, roll attack.
Rillatrix jumps back away from the impending sword thrust.
You should know by
chain.
Now. Sword in hand.
Spot check. And you can roll a spot check, too.
Okay.
What am I?
It's a perception plus detection skill.
Hey,
plus
Rule.
Spot.
Does a broad... Yeah. Wait, this is a broadsword or a long? Does this count as a large sword or no?
Yes.
Okay. But you said something different earlier.
Add 5.
Add 5 to 3?
Yeah, so it's an 8 to hit it.
Okay, so 8 and 5... 13.
Okay, yeah, you hit the chain. Now roll damage. You're
that's
done.
One.
You look at this guy. He's got a weird face. It's kind of like the chin is opened up, and you can see the tongue, and the rest of his chest is kind of opened up. And...
What did you?
And I'm just breathing heavy, just standing there.
What did you roll for detection?
8.
You hear him coming right behind you. Just in time.
Nice. Take that chain.
You're at -3 because you're dehydrated, so.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too.
you strike the chain and you get a notch into it. And what are you doing?
Swinging a sword at
getting out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You've got one hand. You got this. You got this.
Thanks, Rella. I'll have this done in a jiff.
One of the knights is heading towards you, too.
Whirling around, getting ready to throw a dagger in his face.
Wait, get behind me. Make him come closer.
Sorry, eating steak Doritos.
Beef ramen Doritos.
Beef ramen Doritos.
So good.
Roll another attack.
They're good. Here. Yeah.
Not bad.
All right.
This is the one where you're swinging going to leave.
You said I heard the knight coming at me.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm swinging around to take him down. I'm going to swing around to defend against it.
Okay.
I'm going to swing around to defend against it.
Okay. So roll a parry.
Don't tell me. I'll find it.
It's gonna be
there it is.
Weapon stats. Oh, you got your shield?
Oh, I do have my shield. Yes.
Okay, so it'll be a block, right?
17.
So his great sword comes crashing down towards you. And you just managed to get your shield up in time.
Ah!
So you had your penalty against my bonus, and you still managed to get there. But I rolled like crap on a d12, so that's the one for you.
I didn't roll too good on my block, but I have a good bonus for this.
Okay. All right, so you can declare the action. Actually, you get to make your move before him. So
I'm going to swing and attack him now.
Do it.
Threes! Why do I keep rolling threes and ones?
Hang on. I haven't rolled my attack yet. Okay. It could be something bad, like a one, but I really hope it isn't. It's not.
I just want you to know that crying is a free action.
I have a total of 14 for the attack.
Well, you hit him. And because he took it off his armor to go to sleep, he's not wearing armor.
Oh, that sucks to be him.
It does.
Would you like me to roll damage?
Yes.
I'd like me to roll damage as well. I don't get that +3 bonus anymore, though, do I?
No.
Okay, so then it's just 20 damage.
Damn, dude.
Did I move those?
Okay, so
is this
the knight or just another footman?
This is one of the knights. Who came out of his tent?
17 killed a footman. I'm just saying, 20 probably does a knight pretty done.
A knight without armor.
What is he now? Nothing.
Dead.
Pudding.
Ah! I love pudding!
Delicious!
The other knight looks at the ruin that his fellow knight has just become, and looks at the other two, and he actually lowers his sword, and puts one hand up, and says, and starts backing away. What a bloody orc. That bad. You can have him.
Oh, but there's something this half-orc wants. Bring him over to me, Krath. I have the need to defecate.
Krath, is he being serious right now?
Bring the knight closer.
Yes,
really?
Izzy. I go over to the knight and make sure that he understands my axe is very sharp and very heavy.
That's right.
He actually takes a defensive position, puts his shield up, has his sword back.
How about he drop his sword?
No, he lowered his
sword. Oh, he lowered it. Yeah. Okay.
Backs his... pulls his sword back. He's in a very comfortable defensive position.
Okay. Dean, I don't think he's coming over to you.
That's a shame! Because I was going to grace his body with my defecation! If that's what he wants, why don't you just cut him in half from his nethers up?
I've got a better idea, Dean. How about he stays right here... and you come over and thank him yourself.
Sounds good to me.
Do you want me to take the other man up aloft? No? You want to go to fight him immediately? Okay, great. You do that.
Whatever looks manlier.
I want to ready myself in case the knight tries to run away.
Oh, okay.
To keep him there. You know, just kind of circle around him, a wide circling around. You know, kind of like a dance, like I'm going Ooh. Wide around him so that he has to face, you know, I'm putting myself between him and the camp. Or, putting myself behind him so he's between me and the camp.
Okay.
Izzy just kind of walks off to the side of this whole scene, crosses her arms, and just kind of watches.
Izzy, you should sing us a song.
I don't know if I feel like singing for this. I guess. This isn't really... Oh, just do what you're gonna do.
Just don't watch. Come loot the others with me.
I'm just gonna be hacking at the manacle.
No, okay.
Just singing a little tune. Just hacking off the manacle, about to kill a knight. Just bam, until it's gone.
Okay, after a few good stories.
Great, another one that
Now
saves.
There's no pressure. You can focus on what you're doing. Right. And about three strikes in, you finally sever that the link. And you, so you've got a manacle on your sword arm. And the other one's free, and you got this one knight sword.
I stand up to my full height and just leisurely stroll over to the knight. As if I notice that greatsword, I drop mine instantly and walk towards
the knight. Crash just told you there's a greatsword over there.
There is a greatsword over by the knight that I just slayed.
Gonna get the greatsword, it takes two hands.
Why do they all sing? Meanwhile, Relatrix is in the knight's tent, cleaning out all of their valuables, looting everything.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, now they got horses.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, you've got five horses, and there's only four of you.
Okay.
We got to sell the other one.
So I tell the knight.
Damn it, Krath.
Either I can split you in half.
With the horse.
Either I can split you in half, or you can let me poop on you. It's your choice.
He charges.
Okay.
Leading with his shield, he's charging.
I'm going to attack him, dude. He's been bullied by these guys for days on end. He got peed on.
Yes,
time to attack.
Minus three to everything you
do. I know.
Okay.
I know. Intercept his attack with an attack is my action.
Okay. So you bring the sword up and you kind of fumble with it, the chain. And you look down and crap, this isn't doing it right.
Oh, this chain, no! Why are you around my leg?
Oh yeah.
You take 6 points of damage as his shield just crashes into your forehead.
I'm sleepy.
Roll.
I'm just gonna fall down.
Okay. He steps back immediately and he's like, I'll kill you. I'll kill every one of you I can before I die, or you could just let me go. There's four horses, four of you, and one horse for me. You can keep the bloody half orc. And I'll just
please
be
don't
on my
ever
way.
Confuse us again.
I'll
seriously,
the bloody elf.
Seriously, give us all of your belongings.
Relatrix, I say we just give him the horse. He leaves everything here.
Strip down. Give us all your stuff. Then you can take the horse.
Okay, but we're keeping this horse.
I'm
here.
I'm in my small clothes as it is.
I said strip down, and we'll give you the horse.
Grath, what's happening?
Keeping the sword and the shield.
No, you're really not.
You'll have to pry them off my hands.
Sounds like a plan to me. You know how much we could get for that sword and shield? That's a military issue. There's collectors for that.
Are you going to be the ones to take them off me? Come on. Can you do that, little lady?
No, I come up from behind him and say, no, I am. No, I am.
Batman style.
Roll a defense check.
10. Roll again?
10.
Yes.
Hopefully roll another 10.
You sounded so sad with that yes.
Kill a dude with just your
legs. Roll again?
Yes.
We got Relatrix and we're rolling 6.
5 plus 5 plus 2. So is that like what? 32?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Oh, that all combines?
So that means a 32.
I love when the DM gets that defeated tone.
I was really happy with
I
this
know.
Roll.
Does that mean not
I,
happy?
You rolled a 16. Yeah.
I'm not happy when the DM gets that defeated because I want the DM to have fun too.
I am having
not as much fun as I'm having. But still having fun.
But close.
You
feel
guys
my
actually,
victory.
The move that this guy does actually makes you blink. You're not sure he just did what he did. But his shield being on his left side, his sword being down, he actually doesn't even move his sword. He just twists his body, swinging his shield sideways. Krath just manages to catch a glimpse of what's happening and ducks at the very last minute, the shield going right above his head. And the two of them are so close that for a second they just look like one person. Mm-hmm. But when he does this, he keeps spinning back and then puts the shield right back up into his in front of him. He's standing the exact same way he was when he faced him, except now he's facing him.
I'm going to roll my attack with my axe. Mm-hmm. That is 13.
Damn. You hit him. By 2. So no
special. Oh, man.
No high attack bonus.
That's a 10.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Yes, okay. It is.
Do I roll that again?
Yes.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
Oh.
Aww. Nah. 24.
Your axe comes down through his shield. hits his hand through the hand, cuts off his hand, and he gets hit into the chest.
No, I would take his hand.
Oh, you took all of it.
Okay,
right,
all of
it.
That's fine.
Okay, at this point, I'm gonna get up and like kind of like drunkenly stumble and move around and be like, there's "That's blood. Right!" Like I just, I'm gonna take the credit for what Krath just did, basically. Did you see that hit, Relatrix?
Relatrix is just standing there, like, hand poised with dagger, like, well, I guess there's no point now.
That's the second time he went to dagger stab somebody just goes in this right. Fight.
You know, I'm just gonna quit even carrying knives. I'm just gonna pick locks and steal from people. Okay, so, can we get on some horses?
That's very admirable.
What did you find in the tents?
Well, what did I find in the tents?
Half-plate,
good question.
Armor, some helmets, two helmets, there's daggers in each one of their rather ornate. They're with a belt of
oh yeah, those are mine.
Scabbards on them for the weapons. Very nice fine cloaks as knights wear.
Cloaks for everyone.
Izzy is drowning in her cloak.
Not for you, Izzy. Okay, cloaks for me and Krath.
There is one signet ring. Gold. And five assorted different rings as well.
Dude. That nobody but Rillatrex saw.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, there's some full plate here. I found this cloak for you. Do you think this plate fit you, Dean? I don't know. Maybe you can make it work.
I don't know.
Did we check their coin purses? Anything that they were carrying?
Oh yeah. Here's all the coinage. There wasn't much. They're military personnel, you know.
There's 11 silver pieces. 11 gold pieces. And 4 coppers.
Mm. Well, here's the pouch with the money in it. I'll even let you carry it, Krath.
Did you already take some?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just got these nice new shiny daggers. Aren't they pretty? They're so pretty.
They're very pretty.
Fear not, friends.
Do you need help getting up on your horse?
I'm here
Maybe.
Now.
Did you already name the
Dean,
horse?
Dean, it's good to see you.
Ah, well Sir met, friend Krath.
Wait, what did you name the horse?
Sir Kensington?
Okay.
The fluffy.
Okay, that's... Really? Okay. All right, that's fine. Let's just...
What? We're
going to
be
go.
Great friends.
Okay.
Rolatrix, did you see what I did to that knight?
Yeah, I totally saw it. It was so awesome.
I didn't even get any blood on my sword. I guess I've been getting stronger since last we met.
You're so strong, Dean.
Do you want me to put you on your horse? Here,
don't touch me!
Putting
no,
you
stop
on
it!
Your horse.
Put me!
And
put me down!
There you are,
put
you're
me
on
down!
Your
no, stop!
On your horse. And
meanwhile,
thanks for
Izzy is
the
trying to
off.
Climb
yes.
up the horse's tail.
No, someone, Krath, put Izzy on the horse.
I can put Izzy on the horse. She's really small.
Put Izzy on the horse.
Okay.
Thanks, Krath.
No problem.
That's fine. I could have done that, though. Is what I'm saying.
I know you could have.
Yes,
yes.
I know
you do all the things ever.
I want to, before we leave, I want to take one of the dude's just basic swords. The one knight had, like, a regular long sword.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take that.
Okay. Not really sure why you guys want to leave. It's dark now. It's
yeah, no.
They've made camp for you.
No.
Camp's already set up.
There's food cooking.
Hey,
sorry,
Dean.
I didn't mean to be in a rush. I just don't want to be here anymore. There's bad memories for me, you know?
No, Dean.
They had me marching
Dean,
for 2 days. And
Dean.
Do you have any food, Krath?
There's food here.
I'm going to get down off this horse now.
I'll take you off this horse.
No, stop it. Just, no,
what if I just...
Stop! Just...
Okay, all right, I'm not touching
you. Just leave it.
What if I just kneel and you can step on me? Get off.
All right, go right ahead. No, just kneel on the ground and I will step off of you to get off of this horse.
Okay, go for it. I'm ready.
She does.
And Krath helps Izzy off the horse.
I wink at Krath. It's going to happen.
Right, so Izzy and I
petting.
Will take that tent, and you two can take that tent.
How about this?
Girly sleepover time,
oh,
yay!
Wait.
Dean and I will clear the bodies of the area.
Oh, that's probably a good thing, yeah.
If I wake up
while
and you're trying
you
to braid my hair again...
Rillatrix.
What? You? It
Dean
looks
and
pretty.
I will clear the bodies from the area.
Uh-huh. If you tell
you
me to
Izzy.
Make you a sandwich, I will just... I'm going to punch you. In the throat.
You just continue setting up the camp while we clear the box.
Absolutely. Relatrix, Izzy, make us some sandwiches.
Does anyone have food?
We're working on it. Go clean up the bodies. How about
I just get what the knights were preparing? I'll do that.
Rabbit cooking over the fire.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
You be in charge of that. I'll be in charge of finishing with the setting up.
Cute. Stuff. Bunny's burning over a fire.
Hey,
Izzy's
the cuter.
Trying to reach the spit. She can't quite get to it.
The cuter an animal is, the more delicious it tastes. We all know this.
That's right.
Is there like a thing that she could stand on? Something? A chest?
You can stand on Dean's head when he gets back.
Because he's not using it for anything else?
No, no he's not.
Yes, one of the knight's helmets. Yep. Stand on that.
Is there any place like a small little clearing of, or a small little area of like woods or forest or nearby that we can...
There was some scrub and brush.
Road.
Yeah, there was some scrubs and brushes off the like the hill that you guys came down. So you could always just kind of stash them in there. And look
let nature take its course.
Dean, do you want me to fix your face?
Absolutely. Do you want me to sit down here?
Just sit down. Okay. Just sit down. Right. No, don't squat, thrust, sit down normal half-orc.
I'm sitting.
Okay.
Crap, is this as amusing to you as it is to me?
Just...
As always, Izzy.
All right, I don't want to hear from you, Crap. All right, just hold still. Let me just fix it.
Ow! What are you doing?
I said hold still!
Well, why did you do that?
You're so bad at holding still. See, this is why I can't get any locks picked.
Sorry, I just get mad.
Okay, now this is gonna sting a little.
Okay. Ow! Oh, what is that?
Well, you're such a baby.
You shoved your fingers up my nose.
I was putting it back where it belongs. All right, you're fine. You'll be totally fine. Just hold this against your nose, tilt your head back, staunch the bleeding, you'll be fine.
I can breathe. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
You smell intoxicating.
I'm going now.
So you're well fed, drink wine as well, and it's morning. And,
so Izzy's hungover.
So how are you guys going to start your day?
Hey Izzy, you want to sing now?
Not really. Give me 5 minutes.
I'm getting her drunk every night.
Dean takes off his shirt, starts practicing with his two-handed sword, flexing and posing.
157! 158!
I saw
159.
You...
159!
I saw you start... Never mind. So, Krath, what's the plan?
Well, I say we should take the horses and ride on to Tolé.
Let's do it.
That's so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry! Was I being loud, Izzy?
See, that's just mean.
We should break the camp and take it with us.
All right.
Seems how we will have a decent time to travel. Would be, most beneficial to us.
Let's do it. Let's break it down.
Free tents. Free sleeping rolls.
I love free stuff. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Well, I'm done exercising. I don't know if you heard, but I did a lot of exercising just then. It's more than even Krath could probably do. I could probably pick this up right here if you wanted me to get these bedrolls or...
Yeah, it would be really super impressive if you just broke down the whole camp.
Oh, okay. All right, I got that. I can... No sweat for me.
Izzy walks over to Rillatrix. Normally I don't condone that kind of behavior, but this morning, thank you.
Breaking I got down your back, Izzy. I got your back.
Piece by piece, breaking down the camp with my muscles.
He doesn't even really know why you guys are going to Tolé.
Exactly, you guys gotta...
I don't know if he cares.
Apparently not.
But anyway,
Rillatrix is going to Tolé. I'm totally going.
Exactly.
With my muscles and my shirt off. It's gonna be so good.
And it's totally gonna happen.
It's like you're in my character's head.
All right.
So, Krath, you want to explain to Dean why we just saved
Let
his
him finish
ass
breaking
again?
Down the camp.
I'm
he
going
can listen and break down at the same time.
I'm going okay. to help Dean.
I probably shouldn't listen and break it down at the same time. But I'm done, so.
All right, Izzy, here. Hair of the dog. Drink this. Drink it.
Oh, okay. So, Dean,
mm-hmm.
here's the problem we have facing us.
Okay.
The World Enders have arrived.
Worlds. Plural. Aren't those World Enders?
Are you talking about the bards that they play songs? Who? Which World Enders?
No, I didn't do that.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
No. These are more of this is another group that I ran into in my travels. Did a little bit of adventuring with them, going out.
Mm-hmm.
Saving people, stuff like that. I really don't want to get into it. But we now know that they're actually the enemy.
The enemy,
and they have
huh?
to be stopped. If we don't stop them, who can?
Now, your chances have risen 1,000% because Dean's sword is at your side.
And that's why I had to come get you.
You're a good man, Krath.
I thought he owed you money. He didn't owe you any money?
I
Why
do,
didn't you tell
I
me
do
he
actually.
Owed you money? Oh,
crap, a little
I'm
bit of
gonna...
money.
Kidneys. Listen, I know where they're located. I took a year of medical
I know
school.
I know you know where they're located. You think I don't know these things? I know that you know that I know that you know where things are.
This was really good wine, Rillatrix.
You're welcome, Izzy. So, shall we go to Tole?
To Tole.
Totally. Krath! What is that? Down there! It's slithering! It's wiggling everywhere! What is that?
Dean.
I think he means the snake.
It's a snake, Dean.
What? Are you making things up again? Why? Is that a dragon? Is it a dragon
Dean.
Baby?
Has he not
Dean,
ever seen
totally
a snake?
Just a snake. Totally just a snake, Dean.
What is a snake? What are you talking about? There's a baby dragon on the ground.
How hard did you get venomous. Hit?
You got hit in the head really hard a really long time ago.
What's a snake? Is I just
want to
know.
I don't feel this has anything to do with his recent injuries. I'm just saying.
I'm just confused. And you always act so smug like you know what's happening. And you haven't explained to me what that is. Do you know what that is?
It's a snake.
And what exactly does that mean?
It's...
It means it's a snake!
Why doesn't it walk? Why does it do that?
It's a wingless, legless, fireless dragon.
Oh.
So it is a dragon.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something... You know what I think I thought, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know that I know that I know what you think you thought.
Was it's a little harmless gambling. I didn't know that this town was going to have such a problem with it, and it's totally fine. I put everything back. Everything is fine. Nothing's going to... We need to leave. We need to leave.
Why did you have
right.
to involve children, though?
Right now.
Why did you have to dress her up like
no,
a child?
Listen, I thought that Ploy 37 was going to be good for this town. I was not aware of the pseudo-monastery that was
oh,
here.
No.
We gotta go.
You
right
took 37?
Now, we're leaving.
I told you never to do 37.
We're leaving right now.
Why did
okay,
you...
Okay, if she did 37, then we really need to go.
No, we need to leave.
Izzy, it's weird when you're dressed as a child. And...
Oh, that's the constabulary. Time to go. Let's go. Ride. Move. Go.
Yes. Go, Sir Kensington.
Married?
Look, I told you not to feed me that one last drink, and you did, and stuff happened. I don't think he's coming with us. I should probably talk to him about that.
No, we should probably flee
we
the
child
town.
Marriages, a covenant between yourself and the great gods above us. You and Sir Kensington will be so happily married together. I've never seen a more beautiful marriage than a wee lass and a mighty steed. It
doesn't count. Doesn't count.
If I was truly ordained,
doesn't count. Doesn't count. Then it's a horse.
I'd be weeping.
Wait. Go back. Say that again.
Fortunately for you, lass.
Did you say not ordained?
I.
You shouldn't drink so much.
Sir Kensington the Fluffy, I know we've grown close.
All right, Pastor, come on. Let's get you back to the bar.
But we should really just keep this a platonic horse and gnome thing.
Let's find a real priest.
What? No.
Come on.
No.
Got a lot of money saved up.
Nope.
Do you just want my money instead?
Cause it's what, Dean?
You know, Relatrix, no one knows Elvish.
Don't be selfish. Krath, come on. Let's show them what we got. Here, put down your kill.
Another snake.
Well, I've only got this boar.
Boring. Check out this. I killed a bear. Bam. Look at that.
That's a donkey.
What do you mean it's a donkey? That's a bear.
That is a donkey.
Look at its paws and its mane and its big eyes.
Dean.
What?
That's a jackass.
Pointy
jackass.
Ears.
What is a donkey? Why do you all just make up animals? That's a bear. And I killed it for you, Relatrix.
That's not a bear. That's a jackass,
Dean. Dean, where did you find this bear?
That farmer and his his bears that he has. I think he's training them for the circus.
Find a circus?
No, we gotta go. Relatrix,
we gotta go. We need to leave. Dean, get on
right now. Get on the horse, Dean.
Okay, I don't know why you're so freaked out. It's just a bear.
Izzy, come here.
Up
on Sir Kensington.
Izzy, what was it that you named the rest of the horses?
Well, you wouldn't let me name yours when I wanted to. Mr. Phineas the Fuzzy Mane over there, so that's fine. My feelings aren't hurt.
I want to know why my horse is a mister and yours is a sir. Why did your horse get knighted and mine didn't? That's total garbage.
It was for his honorable deeds at the battle of you rescuing me. By the way, thanks for rescuing me.
You've said that every single day now. We get it.
Phineas, you're a coward, and you didn't help.
Hey, you leave my horse alone, all right? Phineas is a fine steed.
Is he? Because when I was chained up...
What?
All he did was make droppings in front of me to step through.
I see what you did there.
Izzy, Relatrix, come over here.
What?
Krath misspoke to me, and now we must fight.
What do you say?
Is this another one of those things where you're going to take off your shirt and try
Dean,
and
my shirt's already off.
Dean, I was just suggesting that we practice together.
Oh, I see what it is. Right. You don't really need me here, do you?
Izzy, no. You should watch. It's You should watch me defend my honor in defiance of this.
Okay,
absolutely,
Dean.
Yes, you were totally insulted. Totally. Go defend
right,
your
you slighted
honors.
My
don't
honor.
Don't encourage him.
He's going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Bring up your axe. Let's go.
Kick him in the face. Yeah. Kick him in the face.
Did you see that? I almost hit him.
I did not see that. I was busy drinking away the pain of my life.
Drink for me, too.
Mind your footing, Dean.
Oh, God.
Can I get a glass of that, too?
You can't attack me when I fall down. You know that. You know that.
Oh, no.
Then don't fall down.
Wow, Dean, I'm really impressed by you falling in that pond.
And I didn't fall. I
rolled. That wine, are you sharing?
Dean, again.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sharing.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was really good. You should have seen that. If you girls were looking, you would have seen mighty muscles swinging a huge sword.
A hint of oak, I think.
I'm totally intrigued by what you're doing. Krath, go for the ankles!
Ow!
Time out!
Time out!
There is no time out in battle!
You're a cheater! You can't hit my feet!
I'm gonna throw a knife at his face.
I can hit wherever I need to make you practice.
I really wouldn't.
What about all these sword swings you do every morning?
That's different. That's a private thing. And you shouldn't even watch me do that, because it gives you the advantage, and you've studied my moves for the past 3 days, and you know exactly what I'm going to do, and that's unfair.
But haven't you been watching him practice too, so isn't that really not unfair in any way?
Izzy, don't tell them that.
It makes sense!
I haven't been watching you practice. I've been watching me practice, and you've been watching me too.
Yeah. Let's try this again.
Okay. Why don't you try? Okay, alright. Fine. If you want to cheat, you can practice with somebody else. Because obviously,
hey, Krath,
you don't
want to
fight like a man.
Alright, Rillatrix.
Alright, this is gonna be really cool. Just go stand against that tree and put this apple on your head.
Oh, Lord, not this again.
It'll be totally fine. And
wait,
if I miss, I can totally fix you.
I know a better way that you could possibly hit me. Let me put an enemy in front of me.
Oh, it's so funny. I hate you.
I hate you.
Can I eat this apple?
No, you don't. No, you can't eat the apple. It's for target practice. Here, just... Alright, just stand against the tree. Put the apple on your head. I think,
in all honesty... that Dean would make the best candidate.
I will absolutely throw a knife at his face.
Oh, okay.
Dean.
Absolutely
throw
a knife at his
face. Sure, put this apple on your head.
I'm gonna miss. Right. I'm gonna miss on purpose.
Stand right here.
Absolutely.
Right here in front of the tree. Okay, right here.
And it's on my head.
Right there.
All
right. Hang on. Oh, let me adjust right there.
Should I move or?
No, stand really still.
Stay very still.
Oh, hey, Relatrix, what are you doing?
Just stand really still.
You're helping her practice.
Really?
Just close your eyes.
Is that a knife?
Really still? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's totally fine.
Okay. Roll it.
Really good today, by the way.
16.
What were you aiming for?
The apple.
You hit the apple.
Wow. Whoa.
Pretty impressive. You can actually hit something when you're looking to actually hit it.
I was aiming for his face.
Apple juice all over your face.
Mm. Hey, Relatrix. Thanks. That was awesome.
I was aiming for your face.
What?
Nothing.
So after that long, hard travel through...
Long, hard travel.
You guys arrive on the outskirts of Talay. It's a dark, gray morning, but once you basically you come over this ridge... where you can look down onto the town, you can see that the gnolls have already beaten you there. There are several hundreds of camps completely encircling the city from one side of it to the other, in this like almost crescent-shaped array of camps. Just past all that, the town and the camps themselves and stuff is the actual coastline, where you see several ships out at sea, pulling into the harbor, pulling into dock. There's a lot of activity on the walls of the town. Torches are still lit. There seems to be a lot of people moving around, probably in anticipation of whatever these gnolls might do. They're a good distance from the town. You don't see anything that looks like preparations for war or conflict or anything like that. They're just kind of there. But they are between you and the town of Talay.
Okay.
Well, it looks like the harbingers are harbinging.
Is that really a word?
I looked it up earlier today when I was reading, and it is.
It is absolutely not a word.
You
I was
were reading?
Making a joke, and I don't believe you've ever read anything in your life.
No, that hurts.
Wow.
That really hurts. Look, this
tell me the last thing you read, Dean.
The Treatise of the Steppenwolf.
That is completely and 100% made up.
It's not, though. Anyway.
What was it about?
Wolves.
Don't, no. No.
Stuff.
We're done. We're done. Dean can't read. We're done.
I can read.
I believe you, Dean.
Thank you. Krath, is this Talay?
This is Talay.
What are
like
all those gross-looking hyena men?
Gnolls.
Shall we cut a path through them?
He flexes all masculine and his muscles just ripping.
Cut a path with his muscles.
Relatrix, I think my muscles have muscles now. Look. Oh, my abs like have pecs. Crazy.
Krath, I'm going to stab you in the kidneys for telling me that he owed you a lot of money and that you would split it with me.
That's fine.
Okay.
I think I'm going to read it in the book tonight.
Talay?
Talay.
Talay.
He grabs out a piece of paper and starts writing. It says, "What does this say?" and just holds it up to Dean.
Trick question. It doesn't say anything. It says, it's your name. You wrote your name.
Izzy simply shows it to the rest of the party and puts it away.
Good job, Dean. I knew you could do it.
Thank you.
Dean, you enjoy that book tonight.
Watch this. Check this out. I can write, too. Take the tip of my sword.
Can we?
Let's just...
I would really rather be hanging out with Knowles right now. Can we go?
I don't have to be bait this time again, do I?
Okay.
Oh, you absolutely do. That's your job.
The man we met...
If you wanted a different job, you should have been taller.
The man we met last time with the Knowles, though, he said he would meet us here.
And I have. I've just been waiting for you lot to finish your bickering.
Who goes there?
Dean the Mighty, this is the creepy man in black. Creepy man in black, Dean the Mighty.
A pleasure to meet one who keeps the company of the beautiful Relatrix.
He can't read.
I can read. Disregard what she says.
I don't see the relevance in that. Anyway, it looks as though we're all a little late to the party.
Well, I kind of slowed them down, and I apologize for that.
We got here as fast as we could. We even acquired horses to get here.
You misunderstand me. I'm not being accusational. It's just the way the situation's been working out. I couldn't have gotten here any faster myself. Looks as though we've got ourselves a bit of a situation. A town under siege by gnolls, who we have to travel through in order to get into the town and find the world's enders and defeat them.
Are you still friends with the gnolls? Because that would be kind of awesome.
I'd really rather not be bait this time, so...
You're going to be bait.
Friends? No, but...
I only employed that gnoll long enough for him to dig what he needed to out of the rubble of the tower. He's dead now.
Gnolls or no, we must reach Talay now.
Could you four bring me a gnoll?
Yeah, we can
procure
probably
you.
Do that.
Do you need it alive?
No, I just need the head. The eyes in particular.
All right, I'll see you later, Relatrix. I'm going to go take care of
something.
Whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
Bad plan.
Take Krath with you.
If you look, they're disorganized. They're not in any real kind of formation here. There's a lot of stragglers moving along on the outskirts of the camps. Maybe you can just pick off one of them by surprise. Quietly.
Got it.
No, Dean.
No, seriously,
Dean.
I got... Let me fly. Let me spread my wings. I've got this.
Dean, he said quiet, and at no point is that ever an adjective that describes you, so maybe you should, like, take the rest
of us. I don't know what
you.
An adjective is, but I've got this, okay? Give me a second.
Dean, my boy, you can do it.
Thank you.
How about I go with you, and instead of being bait, I can just sing to them so they're maybe a little distracted and then it's easier so
okay.
We're not all dead.
I like your singing. Come on,
Dean,
let's go.
Take Izzy with
I'm
you.
I'm glad someone
sure.
does. Thank it's about time I was appreciated, Relatrix.
He
I appreciate you.
The man in black
appreciate my singing.
Grabs Izzy by the arm gently and kind of pulls her.
Your assertiveness is much appreciated, sweet pea.
No problem.
Anyhow, I'll work out the details of the plan with you two while they're hunting down ingredients.
Izzy and Dean, we are never seen. That's it. You
really,
take the rest.
Yeah, that's not really the song, but...
Oh.
But no, that's good, too. That works, too.
Okay.
Are you guys going about this stealthily or just finding one out?
We're going to find, like, a noise.
I'm
like,
trying to... Yeah. Izzy's trying to be
okay.
stealthy. Trying. But it's not really working with Dean singing really loudly right there. Personally, Izzy is looking for one of the aforementioned stragglers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it would be so much easier if it was just one that she had to kind of lure away.
Well,
okay.
I do have military tactics.
And I'm
also looking for a straggler.
Okay.
Okay. Roll military
so
tactics.
Agreed.
Okay, 8 plus 6.
You know what would be an excellent tactic?
What would be an excellent tactic?
Draw the gnoll closer to you by using the gnome as bait.
Again,
I can't.
With the bait.
Dean,
listen,
if
it's not broken,
not do
don't fix it. It's an excellent plan.
You guys aren't
she
there.
Had...
You guys aren't there.
That's out of character.
Okay.
Okay.
Draw a curious
okay, I know what I do. Yes. All right, so I turn and face Izzy, and I start to yell at her while while there's a gnoll in earshot.
Shh, what are you doing? No, that's not, that wasn't, that, that was...
Stay still, captive! I'm bringing you to these gnolls to eat!
But that wasn't the way we were gonna do this.
Come with me!
I don't like this anymore.
Halfling meat here! Halfling meat for sale! No. Got an arm with a little bit of meat.
No, but that's not... I'm not... I was gonna sing and now it's really...
Sing about how delicious you are!
I don't like that song. I don't know that song yet.
Now's the time to shine. This is your audience. I want you to be a star.
Tasty gnome. I'm a tasty gnome. And I don't like this, but I'm really good for gnolls.
That's right. One bite of this delicious gnome and you'll be 10 times as viral. It'll be awesome. Come over here. Bring me your copper. Bring me your silver. I will cut viral you a piece is... now. What? You there. You look like a gnoll that needs a little meat on your bones.
But okay, yeah, sure he does, because I'm a tasty little gnome.
Do you smell that?
Fear is
it's
like
her
a
delicious
marinade.
Fear.
Tasty gnome marinating in fear right now. I don't think that's fear down there.
All right. The gnoll is almost on all fours, kind of almost prowling up, but he's he looks at her licking his chops and looks...
Whoa.
And this, every time Dean makes a move, the gnoll looks up and takes a couple steps back. And so it's almost like a dog that's being tempted with okay. food, but the master looks a little bit scary.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that. So, all right. I'm going to inch closer to the gnoll and be like, hey, buddy. Hold on there. Come close. Come here. Shh. It's okay.
Roll charisma.
10.
Holy crap.
Charismatic.
It relaxes a little bit. Yeah, it relaxes a little bit and lets you get a little
come
bit closer.
Here we go.
It looks at the gnome and licks its lips.
Piece.
And it gets. It starts moving towards the gnome.
Nice. Yeah.
Still kind of putting some
you distance. Like. You like. Come here.
And he's close enough.
You know good gnome when you see it. You like that, don't you? All right, I'm going to grab him.
Okay. It starts to just claw and scratch at you. It's not going...
Not going well for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm grabbing his throat and squeezing.
Okay, roll strength.
Okay. 11 total. Okay. Izzy, thank you for your wonderful performance. Beautiful song, improvised, but I'll give it a 7. Not your best.
Okay. I guess that's acceptable, seeing as I didn't know you were gonna try to kill me!
I wasn't trying to kill. I didn't want to use you as bait. I wanted you to use your
you
skills.
You want to take care of an older?
I got him. Don't worry. He's not moving.
I think he twitched a little.
That's normal. Look, when something dies...
I know. Can we just go back now?
Sure, but look, I want to explain to you. When something dies...
No, I know. I get it.
Look.
I don't want to look anymore.
He's in a better place, okay? And the last thing he heard was your beautiful voice, okay? He's fine. Let's bring him to the Man in Black and get to Tole.
I don't like being bait!
Meanwhile, on the hill, the Man in Black sits down and he starts asking you for different things.
Among the things you got from the knights, did you get anything to prepare food in? Any bowls? An empty helmet, perhaps?
We had some of those
I'm
things.
Hoping they took everything.
Okay, I'm gonna need a bowl. We're gonna need to dig a small hole here for a fire pit. I'm gonna need some heat. What else could we use?
Here's one of the helmets from them.
No, that should be enough. I mean, if I've got those, then we can work the spell. Ah, good, it's steel. Perfect. Once they bring back the ingredients, I'm gonna work a spell that, see, it's worked before. I just haven't done it with gnolls. But it should conceal our appearances. At least to the gnolls. They'll think we're gnolls. It'll allow us to pass through, find out what their plans are, and we'll be able to take this information to the people protecting Tole, and hopefully use that to draw out the world's enders. Maybe then, we can correct all this mess.
It sounds reasonable. Are you certain that your spells will work?
If not, we're gonna be fighting a lot.
Hey guys, I brought you a gnoll.
Ah, perfect. Put it down here.
All right. Ugh.
Man in Black takes a dagger and he goes,
Was there a spoon by any chance?
Yeah, here you go.
He gets to work removing the eyes.
Oh, he gouged his eyeballs out, and there's blood everywhere. Gross.
They're whole. I haven't gouged anything yet.
He takes one of the eyes and puts it in the helmet, takes the other one and splits it with a knife, and he pours the juice around it. And then he mixes it up and puts it in the fire and keeps it going for a little bit, and he does his thing and sprinkles some powders in there and says some really weird words. Then he dips his fingers into the goop that's inside of it, and he pulls the gnome closer to him.
Come here, darling. Hold still for a moment.
What?
And he starts smearing it on her face.
He's putting eyeball goop on you.
What?
He cut the eyeballs into jelly, and now he's rubbing them on your face.
I know
what
he did. Oh. He puts it around her eyes and around her mouth and traces a line down her nose. And then he does that same thing. Gorilla tricks.
No.
Smells so bad.
Oh, God. It smells like Dean's feet.
So he moves to everybody and he does it to himself.
Noly moly. Oh, what is that? That smells like my feet.
Okay. Carry your weapons at ease. Don't be threatening. Gnolls don't wear their weapons. They hold them. And don't, for the love of your own lives, do anything stupid.
I'm very drunk, so I cannot attest to my actions.
Huh? I want you to look at the group that you're telling not to do anything stupid.
Yeah, let me stress this to you. Don't do anything stupid today. Within the next few hours. Please.
Maybe.
I'll make sure of it.
He starts marching down the hill, hoping you guys are going to follow.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
You guys...
I am a gnoll, walking on patrol.
You guys march your way down the hill, and as you guys are walking into the gnoll camp, he explains things in kind of a whisper.
You'll be able to understand what they're saying, but you won't be able to speak to them. So don't try to speak when you're around them. They'll get confused when you suddenly start speaking in a different tongue.
Okay, don't talk. Got it.
He looks over to the left and he sees one of the shamans. He goes,
That one will do. We're going to walk over to that shaman there.
As you guys get closer, he stops for a second.
You know, I might be able to get one of you to speak. Who wants to do the talking?
That would be me. Nope, that's right, Dean.
No, not you.
He grabs your throat and starts whispering.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
Like he's strangling for a minute.
Okay, that's great. And no, if we could just...
Dean interposes himself in between you and Relatrix. He doesn't say anything. He just goes,
Dude, he's doing a spell. Just leave
his
him
eyes
alone.
Are glazed.
Leave him alone.
Glazed in white. There's no irises, no anything, and he's just murmuring something. Suddenly...
Dean backs off.
His legs and starts pulling him back by the pant leg.
Suddenly, she's arguing to the man in black and Noel. You understand every word, but it's just, you know, it sounds like the Noel language. And then he lets go.
Whoa.
Well, this is not awkward at all.
Perfect. I didn't think that would actually work. But since the spell worked the opposite way on the Noel, I figured if I did it backwards, and presto...
You walk up to the shaman, and one of the gnolls starts to, or some of the gnolls start to move out of the way. The shaman gets up and walks towards you guys, looking at you, basically almost like they come up to about chest height, looking dead at your chest as if he's looking at your face. He says,
"What clan do you come from?"
"Bloodbath Clan."
"Mm-hmm."
"Far away. We got here a little late."
"Oh, you got here early, just like the rest of us. The fires haven't started."
"You know what I mean. Don't be an asshole."
Dean flexes his kobold muscles. Or
his
gnoll muscles.
"The shamans all agreed that the fire should be burning today. There's no fire. We may have come here for nothing. The men are getting worried. They may come down and attack us. We might not have enough time. Prepare the rest of your clan to retreat just in case."
"Of course. But the fires, they're supposed to be here today, right?"
"It should have come already. It's midday now. No fire."
"Has anyone gone into the town?"
"Why attack? Let the town burn. We'll pick the bones." Go tell your clan. If by sunset no fire, we leave. If the men attack, we leave.
Right. I'll do what you say.
So you guys start to walk away. The man in black looks at you.
That was very well done.
Can you fix this now?
Well, yes.
Relatrix, you smoke too much.
Let's get away from the gnolls and head straight to the town. Once we get a fair distance away from them, we'll fix your voice. You never know, we may still need it. But they told us a lot right there.
Okay.
If we can keep the town from catching fire before nightfall, this whole situation will resolve itself. We just have to get to the World's Enders first, and somehow convince the townspeople to let us have them.
I have a feeling that's not going to be as easy as it sounds.
Sounds easy to me. Let's go in there and make them do what we want. Krath, come on.
I have to agree that going in and finding them is going to be the best idea.
There's no way for them to leave.
Agreed, let's go.
Ideally, we could convince the town first and get them to bring them to us.
When can we take this goop off of our faces? It smells bad.
Stop fussing with it. I'm not going to take it off until we're sure we don't need it anymore. Look, the men will see men. It's the gnolls. I see you as gnolls.
All right, well, it's midday and I'm sweating and it's gross.
Son, you complain too much.
I don't know what that means.
Relatrix, do you think you can handle the leaders of the town as well as you handle that shaman?
I have no idea.
We'll make sure.
I think we'll figure it out.
Izzy's pretty good at talking to people, too.
She's a gnome, and this is a town of humans. You have a better chance than any of the others. Maybe the Goliath. But humans aren't very trusting of gnomes.
I'm half human, too.
It's the other half that they don't like.
As you guys get closer to the town, you guys are leaving the camp, and you guys are heading straight through across the field towards the town. As you get closer to the town, the man in black grabs her throat again. And a few minutes later, she starts to break her voice.
Okay, that is so much better.
Rillatrex, probably one of the few times I'm actually glad to hear your voice.
I'll still probably kill you tonight.
MIB, can you make my voice deeper?
What did you call me?
Man in black. MIB.
I thought you couldn't read.
I can't read common. I can read orcish.
Close enough. What was your question again? I'm sorry, I'm just a little bewildered by that showing of knowledge there.
You made her voice deep.
I made her voice null.
But it... I just don't understand. If he has magic, why does he... I never get spells on me.
Let it go.
There are magic wielders in the group you're about to confront. I'm sure they'll be happy to spell you.
You mean it?
Oh, yeah. I'm certain.
I want wings.
I'm quite sure you'll be spelled, and it won't be comfortable.
Big wings.
Sure.
Let's go.
So as you guys draw closer to the gates, archers on the battlements draw their bows and aim them at you, but they don't fire. One of the side gates, just a little more than a doorway, opens, and several armed knights come out marching, two of them holding banners, one of them a very important, aged-looking fellow, his hand on his sword hilt, looking as tough and as serious as possible, walks up. Where did you come from? Did you bring this army to our gates? Do you lead this filth?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you talking about us leading gnolls?
Came from their camp?
No, we came through their camp with some magical assistance and divine trickery provided by yours truly. Now, we have a way to help your town. Are you going to listen to what we have to say?
Speak.
So, are you familiar with some people called the World's Enders?
The fairy tales?
Okay. You could call them fairy tales, or you could call it probably gonna actually happen today. Now, they're in your town. Your town is in grave danger, obviously, seeing how there's an army of gnolls standing outside your town. You should know you're in danger. And we are here to tell you that if we can get in, get them, and get out before any horrible fires start, the gnolls are not gonna attack your town. They're gonna retreat. We heard that while we were going through the camp. Because we are brilliant strategists.
That's
and you
right.
should totally trust us.
Roll charisma.
Are you just
seven.
Unless you have a persuasion skill.
Oh, I do. Plus three. So 10.
The very serious...
Or 12, because I'm bluffing, because we are not brilliant strategists, and they should in no way, shape, or form trust us.
Nice rules. 12.
I'm not going to give you the bluff. That just doesn't make sense.
Lying outright.
But you're telling the truth about everything else. You're just trying to convince them of the truth with a tiny little smidgen of lie for flavor. But it's not... You're not.
Which is a very rogue thing to do.
But you're not bluffing them into doing something.
Ah, right.
You're truthing them.
Yes.
Then she should get a double bonus then, because truth is way better
than a
bluff.
Way trickier than lies.
Everything she just said sounded like a story.
Yeah. Fairy tales.
The fairy tale Worldsenders are coming to attack them, and if they don't bring them the Worldsenders, the gnolls are going to burn down the town or attack the town. That all smells of scam.
Well, I'm going to have to break this guy's neck then. That's just how it's going to have to happen.
Don't break his neck.
Archers
don't
on the battlements.
Neck. Don't break his neck.
Knights. The very important, stern-looking man backs up a few feet and gathers some of the other important stern-looking men to him, and they whisper amongst each other, "If you are who you say you are, and I doubt that, then you'll come with us. We'll question you, find out what you heard about in that camp, and we'll make our decision then."
All right.
So will you all come willingly?
Yeah. We're the good guys. Why would we have any reason to not come willingly?
Yeah, do we look like gnolls to you? Oh, that stuff is on my face.
You smell like gnolls.
Well, do you know how magic works, sword man? I don't think you do.
Okay, Dean? Dean? Dean, you need to stop talking.
All right.
Just stop. Just stop. Thank you. Okay. Yes, we will come with you. We will be questioned. We will do whatever you need to do. What we want to do right now is get the Worldenders out of this town.
So it should probably all be done pretty quickly. Just saying, you know, if we don't want all the worlds to end.
All the worlds to end. Fine. Come with us.
All right.
Okay, the knights circle around you guys.
Follow around.
You guys start walking back.
Krath, if this starts taking too long, you know what to do.
Die heroically.
Die the hero.
Sweet.
So you guys are ushered through the wall, or into the doors, through the battlements, and under the walls, basically. It's about 10 to 15 feet of solid stone that you're walking through in this tunnel. When you get to the other side, just as you pass through, a gate comes down between you and the knights. You guys are on the other side, facing basically a ring of soldiers with halberds pointed at you. Lower your weapons. Put them to the ground.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Where's the other one?
What other one?
The man in black that was with you outside.
Oh!
I don't know where he went. Where did he go?
He's kind of a magician kind of guy and just comes and goes as he pleases.
He knows magic. He might be invisible or a bird or something. Or a donkey. I don't know. He could be anything.
Drop your weapons.
They're
now.
Already dropped, my friend.
This is a walking stick, so I don't know why everyone's freaking out. I just need it to stand.
Dean, put it down.
Okay.
Put down my axe and sword.
I put down 8 knives.
One of the soldiers, a big, kind of fat, toothless guy with balding hair, smiles, a gummy, gross smile.
Oh, yeah.
And dangles his manacles out in front of you. Step up, big boy.
Whoa, we said we'd come along and answer questions. We didn't say anything about getting manacled like common prisoners.
Oh, there'll be questions, but you're still going to be manacled. Like common prisoners.
All right, whatever. Come on, just put manacles on me, I guess. You want my hands?
No,
what do you want?
No, we don't really want to...
Really? You're going to manacle a gnome? That's just announcing how tiny your dick is.
Bring the
I'm
sack.
Used to this.
Oh, real nice, guys. Real nice. No, oh, come on.
The gnome is stuffed into a sack.
Really? Why? Why? It's not even necessary. Like,
don't worry, Izzy. Pretty soon I'll be chewing these guys' heads off and we'll be out of here.
Dean, you're not helping. Not helping.
You're not helping, Dean.
You'll be sent to a cell for holding until the Lord's ready to see you. And until then, you'll be quiet, you'll be peaceful, and you'll be no trouble, will you?
There's another Goliath here, is there not?
We haven't seen any.
Yeah, no. Put us in a cell.
You guys are actually outside. You've walked through the walls and you're outside in like a courtyard area.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Throw us in cells. That's going to be totally productive.
Can
that
we
was
be,
sarcasm, Izzy.
Can we be boy-girl
is...
in the cells?
No.
No.
Gag the big one.
Oh, no.
You guys are put onto a cart.
I really don't think... think this is necessary, honestly.
Ooh, maybe they'll throw tomatoes. We can make a salad.
Let's not just go quietly.
Helping.
You guys are taken by the cart into a barracks area where you guys are taken into a stone building. It's a low ceiling stone building, and you guys are locked inside there. An officer will be by to question you. Just stay here. Keep quiet.
When exactly?
And if you cooperate, things will go well for you.
Just,
make sure he gets here, you know, before the apocalypse!
And he leaves.
Asshole.
So, the world's gonna end and we're gonna be stuck in here?
No, are you kidding me? As I start, like, making the lock.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman has put an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I
guys,
can
seriously
hear you crying. You're I'm so scared.
Can we not sing? Can we break out of jail, please, and save the world?
Hangman is coming down.
I'm just gonna keep picking these manacles.
And I don't have very long.
Yeah,
the jig is up, the news is out, they finally found
me. Guys, stop singing, we're trying to break out of jail.
For a bounty.
They're gonna come see what's
never
going on.
To go astray. This will be the end.
Can we not sing along while we're trying to sing along?
I'm so muscular.
Ah, prison, the good old days. you know, what you wouldn't know on the outside is just how well-connected Galdap was on the inside. Look at this tattoo here. See that? It's a dog taking a shit. That means I roll with a pretty tough crew. Now that they've arrived in Tolei, what fate will await them? And is their cause noble? Or are our heroes, Jennifer, V-Mac, Jamella, Barty, and Lefty, the evil that they are believed to be? We'll find out in next episode of Dungeons and Doritos!
Dungeons and Doritos is a radio show production and is made possible by the support of listeners like you. To support the show, head to the Nerdy Store for D&D merch, or donate directly to us for exclusive items and rare jewels. For more Dungeons & Doritos episodes, character sheets, fan art, and other groovy things on the internet, visit nerdyshow.com. Saga's RPG is the official role-playing system of Dungeons & Doritos. To learn more about Sagas or to pick up a copy, visit sagasrpg.com. Dungeons & Doritos is in no way affiliated or endorsed by Doritos, Frito-Lay, or Wizards of the Coast. This podcast is made a work of parody, and any references to outside content are for the purpose of satire. Characters appearing are fictitious, as far as you know, and any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental, I assure you.
So it was a long, hard travel.
Sorry, two. I couldn't get past long and hard.
Yeah, me.
Intense pickle!
Yeah, oh, yeah, intense pickle.
Oh, I'm gonna eat this in
out. Yeah. I wanna eat that and make out.
Not even
more. Oh, God. Oh, God, so much pickle. I cannot handle all that pickle.
I would much rather ramen chips.
The tangy taste of pickles with the crunch of Dorito chips.
Let me get some of that.
Ramen.
Of that beefy Dorito-ness.
Intense pickle and E6000. So tasty.
Doritos are a form of currency as well as a food in Doritodonia.
Mm-hmm.
So it can come up.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to stick with the salsa verde. Yes, I had to say it that way.
I'm just going to say that. The steak-flavored Doritos are like copper pieces. Like here.
They're not even copper pieces.
They're like half coppers.
You have to give someone coppers to take them from you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the fried chicken ones from the last session are...
coppers.
Oh, I love the steak Doritos you own.
They're
deduct
so
from your total currency.
Good.
Dear Canadian listeners, please do be sending me more intense pickle. It's this sensual dragoness's favorite chip.
No, sweet Sonia.
It's so good.